have a guy who played in both Philadelphia and Dallas, the great G Cobb from GCobb.com. Hi, G.
How's it going, Angelo?
G, 48-7, historic loss. No team that won a championship lost the game that badly the next season. How did this happen to our champs?
Well, I think the injuries definitely played into it, you know, in the secondary. Even though Drew Brees was on the money and he was throwing pinpoint, you know, he was pinpoint accurate with his throws. But it really was the offense that was the disappointment. You know, I expected that the Saints were going to score maybe 40 points with the way the Eagles' defense had been playing. But I expected the offense to show up and get at least in the 20s. But they didn't show up. And really the problem is you can see that Carson Wentz, he's trying to do everything on every play. You know, those deep passes he threw, he's pressing. He's throwing to people that are not open. He should have been patient, because if the Eagles' offense had the ball, then that meant the Saints weren't scoring, you know, at least at that moment. So the longer they could have held the ball with short passes and ball possession, it would have at least, you know, they could have scored more, and they could have kept the ball away from the Saints, and it would have been a tighter game. But he's trying to do everything, and it doesn't work that way. And he just doesn't have the confidence in the other receivers. And if they take away Ertz, you can see he's just not affected throwing to the other receivers to the point that you'd like to see. But clearly, you know, looking at the whole picture, they miss Frank Reich. I mean, look what Frank Reich is doing in Indianapolis with Andrew Luck.
That's where I was heading with it. I want you to analyze for us the play call, because what you said in the first answer indicated to me that the strategy offensively was not the best strategy they could have used yesterday.
Yeah, and you know, you can tell that Carson doesn't like those scripted plays. No. I mean, they're not working, and so they start off the game with a plan that's it's just not getting it done. And you know, you wonder if the young kid might grow. You know, if he's in over his head. Because they come out and it doesn't seem like there's a good pattern, you know, where you're taking something. You know, they ran the ball. You know, you have they break off a nice run and everything. Then they just kind of leave that, abandon that. But there's no flow to the calling of the plays. That's the problem. You know, I don't see where, you know, they come out and you can clearly see they're attacking a certain area, or maybe there's a player they're attacking. But I don't see the cohesive plan of what they're doing at the start of games.
Gee, the third down and three, what blew me away about when Carson was asked about it, the third down and three, they call the timeout. He gets sacked. You know, Wiz doesn't make his block. Carson said that he was trying to be aggressive and go downfield. 3-3, you're still in the game at that point. A timeout was called to call that play with a center who's still figuring out what he's doing. It made no sense to me.
Well, you know, the thing that I see in Carson is I see some Brett Favre. You know, he just thinks he can make every throw, you know, regardless of the situation, he can make the impossible throw, rather than just go ahead and take what they're giving you. It's a first down. I mean, you look at the guy on the other side of the field, Drew Brees does that. He will take that short throw and keep on moving the sticks. So he's got to learn to be more patient. And so he needs somebody in his ear telling him, look, you got to be more patient, kid. You know, if the greatest that ever played the game can be patient, you have got to learn to be patient. You know, and he's throwing these balls. He's putting so much air on them. You could have the whole secondary back there by the time the ball comes down. You just can't be so greedy. And he's got to get out of that. And I don't know what they're saying to him, but he's obviously he's not buying it yet, where he will learn some patience.
Based on what you're seeing right now, G, are you lowering your opinion of how good Doug Peterson is as a head coach?
Well, not necessarily, because, you know, every staff, the staff is very important. It is the most underrated part of football. Is people don't realize that the staff are really the people that do most of the coaching. It's not so much the head coach. It's the staff that does it, and he did a great job of bringing in the people he brought in before, but he's got to make sure he's got those people that he has confidence in, and I don't know that he might not feel this way about the staff he has right now.
All right, G. Now I've been waiting for this moment because I covered G when Buddy Ryan was a coach, and the very first month that Buddy was here, he took the media aside and he said to the media, after every loss, I want you to grill my players, and I want to make sure every one of them steps up and takes responsibility for what happened. This is what he told us. You probably remember this, Jay. I'm going to read for you. Jeff McClain did a piece yesterday after the game on the reaction of the legal leaders after this game. The media is walking into the locker room, and Nigel Bradham yells out to the entire group, "Don't even come on our side," he yells. Fletcher Cox, two tackles in the whole game, had no comment. Brandon Graham, no comment. Jason Peters had one comment. "Ain't nothing to talk about. Did you see the score?" Even Malcolm Jenkins refused to talk except for the paid interview situation that he's required to do. And Jason Kelsey, the guy, the underdog thing, the big speech, said, "I only played in three plays. I'm not talking." Is that the way you should be responding to that kind of a historic loss, G. Cobb?
No. I don't know whose idea that was, but come on. You know, you got to stand up and man up to the fact you didn't get the job done. I mean, come on. They're going to have to talk today. I mean, come on. That's clearly they got together as a group and made that decision. That was a bad decision. And I don't know how they got Brandon Graham not to talk, because Brandon, he just can't stop talking, I'm amazed that was not the right solution. I mean, they know they got to play better. Come on.
The reason I even think it's valid here is because Kelsey made a big issue last week about accountability. He went, "We all have to be accountable for everything that happens on a football field." And then at the first opportunity to prove that they're accountable, none of them want to talk. Ertz was left to do most of the talking. There were a couple other guys who spoke up.
Nigel didn't feel like playing defense during the game. No, it was good that he could defend the media after.
Gee, what the hell?
The media are the bad guys. Come on.
That tells me that they haven't just lost their ability on the field, that they've forgotten what made them great. The accountability factor. This team has completely lost its way. True or false?
Well, I think with that move, they definitely are wandering out there somewhere. I mean, that makes no sense to do that. Because, come on, we all saw how bad they played. You know, what is talking after the game? How is that going to clean that up? That's not going to clean it up.
Right.
So, you stand out like a man and you admit, hey, we didn't get the job done. I mean, everybody saw it. And so I don't know why they decided to do that, but that's not the way to handle it. Way they got to handle it is on the field. They're not going to turn things around in interviews.
Absolutely right. Final question happens to be our new question of the day. Which team will win the NFC East this season? Eagles, Cowboys, Redskins, Giants?
I mean, in the most amazing thing I've seen in a long time, I think it might be the stinking Cowboys.
Oh, no! No!
It is.
Gee, you're the best, but not with that answer. Thank you, sir.
Jerry Jones, baby.
Al, that's going to be the toughest part of this.
Yeah.
All right.